Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, August 10th. Marginally higher in grains across the board overnight, with December corn up a penny at 333.5, December wheat up 0.75 cents at 437.5, and Kansas City December wheat up a penny at 436.5. November beans finished up 3.75 cents at 9.91¾. A lot of this on the back of a continued break in the dollar after yesterday's negative productivity report. This was the third consecutive quarterly decline. That's the longest since the 1980s, and this has lowered expectations of a Fed rate rise in the near future. So the dollar is now trading down 73 ticks at 95.40. We've got crude oil down 14 cents a barrel at 42.63. The Dow Jones is up $15 in pre-opening trade, and we've got gold up $15.50 an ounce at 13.62. Estimates are coming out now for the report on Friday. Average estimate for corn yields 170.6 bushels per acre. That's versus 168 in the July report. And for the beans, they're looking at average estimates of 47.5 bushels per acre versus 46.7 in July. The USDA announced a sale this morning of 143,650 tons of corn to Mexico. And notably, this is the first day in 10 days that there was no bean sale announced. Weather is non-threatening still. We've got highs in the Midwest which may reach the low 90s in the next couple of days, and then that backs off, and there is rain in the short term in the western Midwest, and then again in the 11 to 15 day forecast. So again, slow markets overnight, all eyes on the report on Friday. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.